That's the best we got to put forward. That's what I am. I'm here to whatever we can. Here early morning, late afternoon, with a sports buzz. We're here for you.
Hit it, Bob.
Go on and shake, shake, shake. Go on and shake, shake, shake.
Hey, welcome to shake, the Sports shake, Buzz. We got a great day for it. I don't know how many people are riding around listening to us on the radio going to the dump today.
Is there anybody at the dump, you think? Holy cow.
How we doing?
Well, we had to do some digging out to get up here, Woody, but we're here. We made it.
I'm talking 8 to 10 early this morning.
Oh, yeah. And it's been snowing since I started coming up here. Look at the parking lot now.
Yeah, it's filling up.
And our friend,
it's different than the last one. You know, the last one we got, I got a foot in it. It was an elevational thing, but everybody can share this one.
Ooh, we're all sharing it.
But I guess if there's a positive note out of it, it's light. And we've had some cold mornings, so the driveways are froze up pretty much.
Yeah, it wasn't. I was worried, too, like you say, about peeling up the driveway and all that. And our friend Greg Fennell is headed to a Dartmouth men's lacrosse game today, Woody, outside. Holy smoke, huh?
I didn't know they had a roof over the top of that.
They don't.
How do we get after that little white ball?
Well, maybe they'll paint it orange for today, you know?
They could.
They could.
But that's got to be some slippery going.
Yeah, yeah. It's
on the playing field.
And in all seriousness, I would worry about someone getting hurt in this weather, you know?
Yeah.
When he said they're still playing it. The women's game is postponed until tomorrow. With Yale, but the men are playing. Wow.
I mean, I guess, you know, if you look back, we used to play football in rain and everything else. And now it's in high school, whatever. Oh, we're rained out tonight. What do you mean you rained out? You know?
Yeah.
I maintain real sports are played in any weather.
Oh, okay. Another country heard from.
Yeah.
Yep, so I think the whole East Coast is getting something, right? Either rain or snow.
Right.
I mean, it's pretty well socked in. And this is coming from the Midwest, what we're getting, the snow. So.
And, you know, there's a cutoff line right there. And, you know, people are saying, it's going to turn off and start raining. You know what? No. Bring it, I guess, with the snow. Because this type of snow, we can deal with it. We deal with it every year, Bob.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah.
You know, we might bitch a little bit about it, but we get it done. That's what we do.
Absolutely.
Here.
So we're hoping some people are home today. They'll give us some calls, you know, because we got a lot of stuff going on.
How about we get this snowstorm, March Madness, can't move. So we better go home and get a bowl of popcorn or something because we're going to soak into a few basketball games.
Absolutely. Yeah, we got them on today starting at noontime all the way up through. So
that'll
be good. We get out of here, we go home, and, we're good. Good for the day. Have to clean up a little more snow.
So we've had some big upsets. We've seen we watched Vermont play last night. They didn't deliver. They just didn't show up for some reason.
No, and, you know, I think like we talked off the air, you know, obviously Duke's a step up. They're playing somebody better than they're accustomed to playing, I think, too.
I forget now. Last night, what was the final score?
It was by... Like what?
I mean, what were their totals? They were in the 50s?
UVM, I don't think, quite made it to 50, did they? Were they 47 or 48? You know,
it was 40. Listen, you're not going to win games with 47 points.
No. And in the second half, they just couldn't buy a shot. You know, they were missing. They even missed some inside shots that just weren't dropping.
I think it's working a lot harder because I didn't feel like they were out of the game by any means in the first half.
Oh Lord, no! They're only down five. You know,
right. and they were they brought it back to that five, sometimes three, but mm-hmm. They just couldn't get over the top.
No.
Something dumb would happen.
Yeah, they had a lot. Like they said, the announcers were saying, UVM had a great record of very few turnovers over the season. And last night they far exceeded that. And there were some passes that were sloppy passes that they made. Now, was that the Duke defense or was that just, as you say, some jitters maybe or pressing a little bit, I don't know. But
there was one pass that stood out with me, and the guy reached around and he floated one out towards the point guard.
Yep, yep.
I mean,
yep.
That thing was up in the air.
And it got
five people and it just got took
and,
that ball.
Yeah, and it just got picked off. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
It was just stuff like that. I mean, they come out their first shot of the game, top of the key, pow, 3-0.
Yeah.
Here we go. We're in for a dogfight right here.
And that's what I was hoping
to. It was back and forth, but I really think they run into getting tired, which resulted in a lot of turnovers and missed shots.
Yeah. And as I said to you earlier, they got a couple of their real key people, defensive people, got foul trouble early, and that kind of hurt them a little bit. They couldn't play maybe quite as aggressive a defense as they would have liked to have played. So, but, hey, you're playing one of the top teams in the country.
That's why you can't have your worst turnover. You can't. Right there.
Yeah.
And then, of course, on the other hand, we had Yale. And we got some Yale people in here today. And,
oh, they look good. They
come out and they were in the game.
Oh yeah, yeah. They came to play. They beat Auburn, who was in number four seed. Yeah, who was a
Yale
a
was a 13
seed.
And they come in and did it.
Yeah,
Ivy League team winning the game.
Yeah,
that don't happen much.
No. Not at all. And they got a shot in this second game. They're playing South Dakota or San Diego State, excuse me, who's not a powerhouse. I mean, I think they can certainly play with them. So it'll be kind of fun to see them advance a little bit, you know.
And then the numbers man and I, we watched Ramblin'. We watched the game before last night. They won the game. Ramblin'. Awful. I mean, awful.
Really?
And they had to play Purdue last night.
Oh, yeah, and Purdue showed up.
And I don't think Purdue is all that tough. But they just couldn't deal with a 7-2 guy.
Eddie
was getting up blocking.
I watched him block a couple shots when I switched over afterwards. Yeah,
and he was just rebounding, putting them in.
Yep, yep.
And they would, you know,
they were pushing him all around, trying to get him out of there, but he was too much for them.
They were calling it, and he was a little baby hook.
Oh yeah, yeah.
What do you think of Eddie?
Hey, he...
No, he's good around the basket. Is he dominant around the basket? Would he be dominant around the basket in the NBA?
That's what...
Guys are bigger,
yeah.
Heavier, stronger.
Yeah, that's going to be the key. He may have
and
to...
And they say he's in, you know, he's in the first pick.
Oh, he's got to be one of the top picks, yeah, for sure. He's player of the year last year, and... He very well might be again this year, you know, in college. So,
what do you think? You know, I'm not a big, I don't watch a lot of college basketball, but what do you think of the teams this year?
Um, I don't think there's a knock them out sure pick team. I pick UConn. I think they're the best of what there is, but I don't think there's a lot of real can't miss teams, you know, to be honest with you. I don't see, you know, I'd watched Kentucky play a few times and I thought they were pretty good, the games I'd seen them play, and then they went here in the tournament and geez, they did not come to play at all. You know,
Kentucky.
Yeah, they just.
They're young. They had five fresh.
Oh, they are young, and what? Maybe a couple of the games I saw, regular season games, they were lights out. You know, from the outside, and of course, it's different regular season versus the tournament, right? When you're
and that always happens to 3-point shooting teams.
Yeah.
And they just.
Except the kid the other night, Golgi, from Oakland.
Oh, yeah.
Holy smoke, did he hit some three-pointers, didn't he?
He weren't even looking.
No. Boom, you know, he was just, he had 10.
Right.
10 three-pointers.
But the thing about it is you watch these teams, right, and you wonder about the coaching. Like, you're up in the game, Yoki, okay, with a couple minutes to go. You don't need to sprint over half court, fiddle diddle, and let a Cuba shot go and miss.
See, that's what Kentucky was doing, too, that very same thing. They were throwing up some stuff that I'm saying, wait a minute, you're trying to get back in this thing.
Right.
You don't need to be just firing at, you know.
What happened? What's happened with the game that you go down underneath and get some people in foul trouble, maybe some three-point, you know, you got three-point plays the old-fashioned way, and I don't get it. I mean, it's just, if you're up by eight with a minute to go, you don't need a three.
You don't need a three.
You're shooting yourself.
Exactly. Kill some clock and take a decent shot, you know, inside a little bit. Yeah, I'm with you.
What have you seen this year in the refereeing?
Well, they're letting them play.
They're letting
them bang. That's for sure.
And listen, you know, I've watched quite a few games. And I don't know if I've seen a traveling call.
Oh, good Lord, no. No, you're right. I'm with you. No, there's no traveling.
There's no such thing. We'll get back a little bit of, you know, we're going to talk about this for a minute, not the whole show, but we'll get back on it when we come back from the break.
603-843-8623.
Give us a shout.
Yep. Bam.
My Sharona.
Get it up.
Hey, welcome back to the Sports Bus.
Hey, we got some good tunes for me this week. That's good. Gets me woken up.
So I thought that Rich was headed out to play golf, and we got a text that he just landed in Manchester coming home.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if he's coming from last week's tournament or something got canceled.
It might have got canceled because boy, there's rain or whatever all the way up the East Coast. Woody, it may just not be able to play. You know, it might have got washed out. But I hope he drives safe on from Manchester to here. It ain't gonna be fun.
No,
that's for sure. Holy smoke! So, Rich, if you're listening, drive careful. Holy smoke!
Because it is bringing it.
Yeah, oh yeah, it hasn't stopped. And
They said 6 to 12, but I think we got that 12 now.
Yeah, well, they haven't been right too much all winter, so why start now, Woody?
You know. So we were talking about the officiating in March Madness. I said, I don't even know as if I've seen a travel call.
No.
And you know, we're from the old school, and I know the game's changed a little bit. They don't call traveling in the NBA or whatever.
No, not at all.
But how many times have we seen these college players on their pivot foot pivot around to the opposite side by the basket, and then take off on the other foot and put it off the backboard.
Yeah.
Travel. Easy.
Easy, yeah.
And another thing that I've been watching is when the ball goes down on the floor and a guy goes down to get the ball, he'll take a hold of that ball and a guy will come in from the backside, dive on top of him, knock him out, and go down and grab the ball, and you get a jump ball out of it.
Unbelievable, yeah. Yeah. Or the guy that dives on the ball and turns on his back, that used to be a travel if you tried to advance, and it's nothing, or the other guy, like you say, ties him up with a jump ball. Yeah, this it's weird. It's a whole different
deal. It's a rough tournament. Now, I watched the game last night, and what game? I forget, but they called it close.
Mm-hmm.
And this was out of the norm to watch him call them fouls, you know, and I don't know. I like to see the roughness to a point.
Mm, yeah, yeah.
You know, let them battle down in there.
Yeah. You don't want the ticky-tack fouls inside, no. That's for sure.
You want to score inside, you're going to come in the jungle, and you're going to get a few.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's just the way it is.
Yeah, that's just...
But it's been good to watch, because anybody can get beat in this. That's why you're seeing the 14s beating the 3s. And And then you got the UConn's, who's top seeded. They're just kicking it, you know, the couple games that they played in. They're just, that's the way it used to be. You play at number one, and it's over.
And it's over, yeah. So I got to give a quick shout-out. Yesterday afternoon, noontime, got to watch UMaine women play at Ohio State, and our girl, Olivia Rockwood, who's been on the program, you know, we've talked to her, is a senior at UMaine and had a great game. She had 5 3-pointers. She played really good defense, played like 36 out of 40 minutes, and certainly showed herself on the big stage. So all of Windsor was watching, you know, and we were all pretty proud of, you know, Windsor High girl. They made mention of her on ESPN. They said she came from Windsor Academy. I said, oh, well, that's ESPN, you know, they don't know. But we were all pretty proud, and once again, Ohio State, very, very good. They had a girl that's number 3 scorer in the Big Ten, and she's going, you know, be early round pick in the WNBA. Boy, what a nice shooter she is. I mean, just nothing but net, you know. Yeah. She was very – and they had height over. They had a girl 6'4". They had 2 girls 6 feet and a couple 5'10 in their lineup. So they were strong. But the main girls played hard, and they had to travel to Ohio State. It's a little different in the women. So they were on the home court advantage, you know. But so we're pretty proud of Olivia for that.
Now, the women's are playing the same time as the men.
As the men, yeah. And it's too bad, I think. You know.
Well, number one, it's too much basketball.
Yeah, well, it is, yeah.
I mean, they're playing, the men's are playing. Whether or not, you know, you want to watch both things.
You do,
things,
but it's hard.
It's like, holy cow.
Yeah, it is hard. And it's a lot of, like you say, it's a lot of basketball at one particular time. And I think it has to split up the fan base a little bit, I would think, with some of these programs.
One time, Bob, did they take off a week earlier
than the
men?
Yeah, it used to be offset a little bit. You're right. So their finals weren't at the same time, you know, their Final Fours and all that, you know. But Yeah, I think this year, like the men's is, the women's is, Final Four is like Friday and Sunday, and the men's is Saturday and Monday or something like that. I think they're
can't
all
be on the finals
for the Final Four.
Right, but it wouldn't take off on a Monday, would it?
Well, the men's
play the championship.
That's what I mean. So the women's is the semifinals are Friday and Sunday's their final, and then the men, the semifinals are Saturday, and the finals on Monday.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what they do. Take so it's 4 days in a row of games. But
that, who is it that I noticed because. You know, with all the paying going on in college basketball and everything, that Katie Clark is now in a couple commercials.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. She's
all of a sudden. Oh, she's appeared.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, she's in at least a couple different ones that I've seen. Yeah, maybe more. You're right. It's she's making. Cashing in on that, and good for her.
Why not? You know,
why not? Why not? I guess she is going to go WNBA now. They were talking about because she had one more year.
She's got a COVID year.
COVID year. But well, I've heard that she is going to go to the WNBA.
Would you go to the WNBA, or would you play the last year?
I don't know. I mean, they're making pretty good money in college with that nil. Honestly, and you
right.
you're playing less games. I guess whether she's ready to challenge herself at
it could be,
you know.
You know, yeah. I mean, I don't believe that she's going to win it this year.
I don't think her team's got quite enough horsepower.
Right.
You know, to do it.
If anybody can, is it? South Carolina?
South Carolina is pretty strong. I've watched them a couple times.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're the real deal. They're and they've got a lot of depth, you know.
LSU, again, isn't terrible.
No, no, no. And never count out UConn.
No.
Because they got that Paige Becker back who's healthy, and they've got some good players, and Oriyama's a heck of a coach, you know, so.
How do you know? I mean, if you're Iowa and you go, if you could get some people to step up and they say, listen, we pay her $3 million to stay a fifth year, we can make this.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
So oh, yeah.
The trade-off there.
Exactly. That's.
I mean, if they offered her $3 million, I'd wait a year.
Oh. No.
Wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely. Because
when it comes down to money,
mm.
And then people would say, well, what happens if she blew up her knee and couldn't play again? Well, I'd rather blow up my knee and not be able to play in the WNBA and have $3 million on top of it, than to go to the WNBA and blow my knee up and take $50,000.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's true.
Looking at it sort of like it.
Yeah.
I know that, yes, you want to go and play.
Yep.
I get it.
Yep.
But the way off of both of them.
Yep, yep. Yeah, no, that's a real good point.
Are you
point.
Playing for the money, or are you playing to challenge yourself, is the question.
Well, if I had to make the choice, I would play for the money. And, if I knew I was going to blow my knee up, Tobin, that's what I'm saying.
And Tobin, she's still being challenged, don't you think, in collegiate basketball? I mean, it's...
For sure, but...
Yeah.
You go into the WNBA, you're... technically go into a higher level.
Oh, you are.
I give you that.
I give you that. And I guess that's a...
I play for the money, too.
Yeah, that's a personal decision, and I'm not saying it's an easy one, you know?
Right.
And like Woody said, you know, any of those men or women are subjected, particularly in basketball, to a knee injury at any time. Look at that poor kid last night for UVM. Late in the game, went down, had a breakaway, and his knee collapsed on him, and they had to help him off the court, you know, and that was, what, a minute and change left in the game that was already decided. I mean, that's sad when you see that.
Right.
You don't know where will he be next year, you know?
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Hey, 603-843-8623, folks. Give us a shout.
Let's start heating it up. We got to get rid of some of this snow. Give us a ring.
Bam. Here we go.
Hey, welcome back to the Sports Buzz.
Everybody out shoveling, Woody? We're not getting any calls.
It's still snowing.
Yeah, we're looking for some calls.
Oh, yeah. I don't think March Madness is on yet.
No. Everybody should be through breakfast, I would think. And
I'm wondering what this does to the sugar in people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it was getting pretty warm for a few nights. It looked like maybe it could be coming to an end. Mm. Close. And then, boom. 18 inches of snow. What's this going to do? Maybe they get a tail, you know, maybe they go for another week. I don't know.
Yeah. We could have sugar on snow today, Woody.
Fresh
snow.
Beauty.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that was...
You might even get... snow cones.
Yeah.
Snow cones. Hey, there you go. Yeah, I'm excited about that.
I bet you'd go in on that. Now, let me tell you something. We took Robert... His wife and Kathy and I, we went up with the grandsons, granddaughter.
Oh, geez.
And old, they like that maple syrup ice cream. And a little piece of donut. Old Jack's, he liked the ice cream.
Did he?
Then all of a sudden, we give him a little crumb of a side of donut there and... He give it the old, you know, you take it away, and he was grabbing, he wanted more. He's just getting into the point where, you know, he can have a little smaller,
little stuff,
not,
yeah.
You know, little. He like that side of donut.
Wow, see, he's learning at the right time.
Oh, them donuts and stuff up the patches up there, they do it right up there now.
Well, yeah, and I'm still going to get me that apple pie in a jar.
Oh, yeah, I see a few of them. Leaving there the other day because they had Sugar Weekend up here. And
jeez, you're making me hungry, Woody. And we had breakfast, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but I'm, oh, boy.
So, last weekend, that's when they were rolling in up there. They got quite an operation. Matt will give us a call today.
Yeah.
We can talk about some numbers they got rolling up there.
They had a nice
going on.
They had a nice picture of him and his wife in the Valley News there. Colored picture of them at the Sugar House, and that was nice. Yeah. They were working. You know, it was a candid picture. It wasn't a staged one, and that was pretty nice to see. Quite an operation.
Who is it?
This is Matt Patch.
There he is.
Hey,
right
speaking
there.
With the devil.
What's going on?
A little snow removal this morning. How about you?
I'm doing the same thing.
I think a lot of people out there are.
Hey, Matt, I got a quick question for you.
Help. What's that?
I got a quick question for you. My son went to a friend of his that does a small sugaring, and he said to me last night, have you ever tried maple syrup on a dill pickle? And I said, no. And he said, well, surprisingly, they're pretty good. Have you ever dealt with that?
I've seen people eat dill pickles with maple syrup.
Okay. I'd never even heard of it, so I was curious.
There's nothing you can put maple syrup on that isn't good.
Well, this is true. Exactly. Yeah, that's true. Okay.
It's sort of like bacon, ain't it, Matt?
It is.
Just like never had anything bad with bacon on it.
No. I need some help gathering buckets.
Well, Woody'd be a good man for you. He's big and strong. He'd be a good man for. We'll volunteer him.
We don't have any more buckets.
I didn't think so, but I almost said I'd be up.
He was a little nervous, Matt. I looked at his face. He goes, oh, boy.
I just rolled my ankle going for the mic.
There you go. We had somebody up last week that during open house there, and they said that they tapped some trees on their back lawn, and they went out and looked in the buckets, and it was all water, so they dumped it out.
Really?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Huh. It kind of looks like water, doesn't it, man?
Sure does.
So how was your year?
Close to the water.
Yeah, did you have a good year this year?
Oh, we're still going.
Yep.
We made 330 gallons last night.
Oh, my Lord.
That cleaned up. But no, this next week looks real, real good for weather-wise after Monday. We're going to start getting some 45, 48-degree days and some cool nights, and so we're going to keep going.
So compared to last year,
we're going to make more than we did last year.
Yeah.
Actually, we're right about at what we finished up with last year. We made about 18,000 last year, and we're about 18,000 right now. So, but we're making some nice syrup.
Good.
Sugar content's low this year.
So, will that won't change right now due to this snow or anything?
You know, we always hope with these good freezes it comes back a little bit stronger with a little bit more sugar and sap. But right now it's only running 1%. We like to see 2% sap.
Yeah.
The 1% is a gallon of syrup and every 86 gallons of sap.
Really?
Wow.
So that's about twice as much as what normally it is, right?
Holy cow.
Exactly. Yep, just twice. So
what did
1 to 86. We got to get rid of 85 gallons of water this year.
Holy smoke. That's a lot of evaporating, isn't it?
Well, we don't evaporate. No, we don't. We like to get it down to about 4 gallons of sap to a gallon of syrup when we run it through reverse osmosis.
Oh, boy.
We get it down to 3 or 4. So we don't evaporate as much as we used to.
Gotcha.
Does that, Matt, does that fluctuate the price of syrup?
No, it does not. It really doesn't. Our price has stayed the same, geez, for the last 10, 15 years. Years, I guess. We haven't changed as they've kind of hit a peak in the area here, and we don't change.
Well, why I said that is if you have to bring so much water out of it, you're not using more electrical or whatever you use to get that down.
Right, and it's the first big draw to get the water out of the sap is electricity through reverse osmosis. And then, of course, we pinch it. We got two oil-fired hatches, evaporators we use. But they run pretty good. We're getting it down what we are, because we make about 5 gallons of syrup for 1 gallon of oil. But
so what's always...
Our electric bill's pretty high.
I bet.
Right. Well, that's what I was meaning, if the prices would fluctuate because of that.
But no, they're going to stay the same.
Yeah.
Bottle the water and sell it to California as natural water.
Boy, we'd love to. We put just hundreds of thousands of gallons of water that we take out of the sap, and it's unbelievably pure.
Hot.
Wow. Yeah. And you know what's always amazed me, Matt, is, you know, you mentioned how long it's been since you've raised your price. Don't you find it that way with agriculture? Like the two of my brother-in-laws were dairy farmers for a long time, and, you know, it seemed like they're always taking the hit. They can't raise milk only so much, but yet their grain costs them more, and electricity and fuel and everything, and it's just so tough for the farmers. My heart goes out to you guys, really.
No, I appreciate that. We really are at the public's mercy, and the public should think about exactly what you just said. I came from raising milk, and my wife did too, from dairy farms.
Yeah,
and you're exactly right. Milk prices aren't that much higher than they were 25 years ago.
No, and all the other stuff goes up, and, you know, your tractors cost more money, and it's just, you know, those guys worked their tail off for so many years, and, you know, it's a labor of love, same with what you're doing. You know, it's great that there are people that still have that passion for doing what you guys do, so.
Yeah, my apples and stuff, they haven't gone up. They've gone up a little bit, but, you know, the dairy farmers and people in the sugar industry are the same way. I mean, we're in agriculture, and I presume that, you know, a dozen ears of corn, they haven't changed much in the last 20 years.
Not a lot, no, and everything else has gone up. So we're just fortunate that guys like yourself keep doing it, you know.
No, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. So we're gonna keep going. Obviously, next week we're gonna keep going until we can get sap out of the trees.
So people can come up there, Matt, and buy your syrup.
Absolutely.
Yep. Anytime, yep. Like what are the times they can come up?
Oh, usually from like 9 to 5, 10 to 5.
Yeah.
Every day.
To 10 break.
To 4, Barbara said. Today's probably a rough day.
Yeah.
It might be.
I hear you, Matt. Well, I appreciate you calling in. We got to go to a break. Keep right on going along.
Yep.
We'll be up again.
We will.
Kids love that.
Yep.
That
yep.
Sugar cones there and cider donut.
Yep. Take care, Matt.
Yep, we'll talk to you later.
Yep. 603-843-8623. Bam. Bum, 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 bum.
Oh, yeah.
Bum, 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 bum.
Going in the hot tub.
Hot tub. I wish I still had my hot tub tonight, Woody.
Yeah.
Try to get done cleaning up all this snow.
Afternoon out there sitting
for
there.
Sure.
Somewhere. Hey, welcome back to the Sports Buzz. You've got the Hall of Famer Bob Hingsting setting in for Rich, who is now driving home from
Manchester.
Good luck.
God bless him on the highway. Yeah.
And remember, if you do the hot tub, you got to then roll in the snow like the Greeks did.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, Tobin, watch for Rich calling.
Yeah, thanks. Tobin, I'm an Irishman. I'm not going to roll in the snow and then get in, okay,
no.
Buddy?
No.
I'm a little smarter than that, I think. Oh, boy. So, we got our favorite sport starting the end of this coming week.
Yeah.
Hard to believe with watching the snow and everything today. What are we thinking with our Red Sox, realistically? Are we going to get out of last place, Woody?
I mean, we're talking March 28th.
Yeah.
Starting, right?
Starting, yeah.
So when is that, Bob? That is Wednesday?
Thursday, I believe, isn't it?
Is it?
Let me look ahead here. Let me look ahead.
I think they're out on...
It's Thursday. The 28th is Thursday, yep.
And they're starting out there in California and stuff?
Yeah, they. Let's see who they've got here. Get their schedule. But is it realistic that we can think that we might get out of the cellar? You know,
realistically, yeah. We got to think that right now. Give it a couple months, and then we'll see. Because I think that we'll be a few games above 500 by the All-Star break.
We start,
and then it's going to go downhill when injuries hit.
Yeah, we start with Seattle.
Yeah,
then Oakland. And then the Angels on the road, right?
Right. Well, at least we don't have to figure we're going to face Ohtani.
No. And then we open at home with Baltimore, the Angels, and Cleveland. Now, Baltimore's going to be tough, but and then we go on the road with Pittsburgh and Cleveland again. So we're not starting really against the iron.
We are. Seattle's great.
Yeah, Seattle's
they
pretty
were
good.
Right there.
Seattle's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and Baltimore's very good.
Baltimore's going to be tough this year. Number one, they got that number one pitcher.
Yeah, yeah, they're solid.
And they won 105 ball games last year.
Last year. Yeah.
So they ain't going to the Sully, you wouldn't think.
No.
If they do, they'll go through some managers.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they will.
I don't know how many years we can go in a row without getting rid of our manager.
Well, and the other part is, does he want to be there? Cora. You know.
You know, he's got to be working or talking with Henry, right?
You would like to hope so.
Or,
you know, I mean,
Breslow?
Breslow's the general manager, but
okay.
have you heard anything from him?
Right.
No.
Haven't even seen him anywhere.
No. And Sam Kennedy's the one that keeps coming on. I listen to EEI there in the morning. Well, we want the fan base to know we're committed. You know, this is our prime objective, is to get back to the playoffs and all that. Well, you haven't shown me that.
Right.
Not even close.
It used to be a day you could look at, you'd look at the Yankees. Now you got to look at Houston, and be compatible with them. Try to stay with them. That ain't happening.
We're not close. Top of the hour here coming up.
We got to go to the top of the hour break.
603-843-8623.
Give us a shout after the break. We're just watching the snow come down. So aren't you? Give us a call.
Bam! That's what I am.
I'm here to do
whatever I can. Be it early morning, late afternoon. We're the sports buzz. We're here for you. Go on and shake, shake, shake. Go on and shake, shake, shake.
Hey, welcome back to the sports buzz. It's still snowing out there. Want to put a thanks out to Matt Patch. Getting a little break from sugaring today, but looking to have a great week this coming week. And
yeah,
he'd be boiling sap watching the Red Sox.
And doesn't he know his stuff, huh?
Ooh.
Ooh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right off the top of his head. And, again, hats off to anyone in the agricultural industry. As hard as those people work, and it's not like they're making money hand over fist, They can't raise their prices all that much sometimes. They do it because they love that type of work, You got to give them credit. Good hardworking people.
Their work don't go from 7 to 3:30 and get
No, that's for sure. And what'd you say he has 60,000?
60,000 taps.
Taps. Just doing all that to get set up ready to go.
Yeah.
And then clean up. All the lines they have to clean, and it's a hard work. You know,
ain't no quick way through it. Who is it?
What's up, boys?
Hey. He is. You driving?
You driving?
I am not.
Good.
I'm going to do a car service.
Oh, good for you. Wow, we were worried about you. I said, man, that's tough traveling.
It's just freezing rain. We're just getting on 89 now.
Really?
Oh, you'll be hitting snow here pretty soon.
Yeah, you'll get snow, Rich. Plenty of it.
Yeah, I just talked to my bride. She mentioned it.
Yeah. Did she leave the driveway for you to clean up?
You know what? Travis Marsh came and plowed me out this morning. Saved me.
Oh. Well, you owe him a couple White Claws.
You know what? And I'm going to pay him back today.
Yeah.
It's been a long 12 days.
I bet it has.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Good trip. Good trip. We played good in the tournament. We finished 5th out of 15 in East Carolina. And
wow.
Played a lot of golf. Yeah. I took a golf lesson on Thursday. I was playing so bad, and unbelievable lesson. Like,
so what was it?
Changed my life.
What was it?
Yeah, what did he find?
I mean, we only got an hour left.
Okay.
I said, let's narrow down the list.
Okay. Oh, boy.
He had me on the video, on the TVs, all kinds of angles, and I'm like, oh, my God. This is like the Butch Harmon lesson all over again.
Same wow. Stuff.
Yeah, it was really good, though. I mean, the one thing I got out of the lesson was that I've played with an open club face my whole life, even with my driver. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I mean, that's how I've played for, like, almost 60 years. He's like, well, that's why you're hooking the ball now, because your club face is open, and if you want to hook the ball, open your club face. I go, how do I not know that? I've never played with a square club face. I hit my driver yesterday. So prior to that, I was hitting my driver like Pee Wee Herman. Yesterday, I hit it like yesteryear. It was insane. It was insane. It really was. I was shooting 78. I was shooting in the 80s. I went out yesterday and putted like a blind guy and shot 72. It was incredible. It was fun.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. That was good. Good trip for the boys. So we had nice house on the course. Boys bunked up. Boys upstairs. It was like summer camp for them. You know, the old pros downstairs. Just like, okay. Eight more days left.
So where are you headed next, Rich? What's your next step now with all this?
Thursday night, we're going to West Palm Beach.
Ooh.
Playing three courses. We're playing Admiral's Cove on Friday. Saturday, we're playing a match against Cornell at MacArthur. And then Sunday morning at 7:30, including the coach, we're playing PGA National, the champs course.
Seriously? Wow.
Yeah.
So the coach will be ready.
Something.
Yeah, that's awesome.
There ain't no that lesson weren't that good.
Well, I was going to tell you about my red letter date down south. So I had the big four, and now this is Bob Hinkson's big four, not Rich Parker. One, I shot the best round I've ever shot for nine holes. I shot the best 18 I've ever shot. I played a complete game with one ball. This was on a fairly tough course. And I was not in a bunker once. So I was some psyched.
Where the hell did you play? Mini golf?
Oh, listen to him. Listen. No, it's a place in Ocala, Florida. Summer Glen, it's called.
You should join the course.
I should. I should move down there and join.
You found your course. Good for you.
Yeah, I was pretty psyched. Yeah. And the guys I played with, they go, Hinger, what the hell happened to you? You know, I said, I don't know. I wasn't getting myself in trouble. I felt confident on the shots I took. And so, it was pretty cool.
That's everything. Everything is with confidence.
Yeah, exactly. When I stood over a ball, I'm thinking, I can make this shot, you know. And I was leaving myself good spots.
To the kids, like, if you just get on the tee and just see the fairway, you're going to hit it. If you see the other stuff, the out of bounds right, the condo's on the left, you're going to hit it.
Mm.
You know,
now, I can say I've played around the golf where I ain't been in a bunker. But, you know, they don't have bunkers in the woods.
Oh, they don't?
I know one thing you can't say is that you never lost one ball in a round.
Right. That's what I do is I hit the first one in the woods and come out with enough to play the rest of the day with.
Yeah, and I did that.
Come out with six.
Yeah, and I did that three times down there, too. I had three rounds, you know, with some water on the course and tough stuff and everything that I didn't. I played with the same ball, so that, for me, is a pretty good deal.
I haven't seen any Boston sports since I left.
Oh, boy.
The suspect at best. What's going on?
So, you know,
anything? Did the Patriots do anything? What are the South
No.
doing?
No. Patriots? Sox haven't done nothing. They open up Thursday.
In Seattle.
They haven't made one move.
No.
What They're about the Patriots?
Gonna. Patriots haven't really done anything either. No, you know, you knew about, you know, Mac Jones is gone, and they're talking about who they're going to take as a quarterback, but they haven't picked up anybody, you know, no big.
So what about the Celts? Are they still gagging at the end of games? Or?
They're 12 games ahead of the Bucks now. They beat the Bucks the other night in a pretty good game, and, you know, they've got a pretty good lead in the East, so.
I got one for you, Parks. Okay, yep. Holiday come on TV there this morning, and he's missed the last 3 days. What has he got that is keeping him out? What do you think his illness is?
He's either on maternity leave or
maternity
he's
leave.
He's got polio. I don't know.
He has got dead arm syndrome.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In his right arm?
Yeah.
Dead arm. You ever heard of that, Rich, for a basketball player?
I never have.
No.
I know Woody's got it.
Well, yeah, from pitching, but not from. I never got to shoot that much that I would.
They didn't love the basketball.
No, he's a passer a lot, you know, but dead arm.
So I guess it don't move.
He's got to be getting dead arm from lifting weights.
You gotta be.
Gotta be something. Yeah, yeah. It's crazy.
Dead arm playing basketball. It's not like you throw full length passes.
Right, right. Yeah, but that's what they're...
I've never heard of that one. That's
That's a good one, isn't it?
Always look it up on the break.
Yeah. Yeah, have them check it out. But how about Oakland, huh? Beating Kentucky the other night?
I saw that, yeah.
Wasn't that
something? Kentucky's got all young kids. Like, how about that Nick Timberlake from KUA scored 20 the other night for Kansas in the game?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they got a big one today with Gonzaga. That'll be a good game.
Well, it's nice now that I can actually have a TV that I know how to use so I can actually watch the game. I get stuck home alone like 3 nights, and I'm texting guys, how do they turn on this guy's TV? So I didn't really, last night I wanted to watch hoop. I ended up watching Dartmouth hockey after two periods. I went to bed. They're up 3-1.
Yeah, they won.
Up this morning, they lost 6-3.
No, Dartmouth won in hockey, didn't they, last night?
No, they got beat 6-3 by Cornell. They were up 3-1 going to the last period.
Oh, my God. Well, I saw the 3-1, and I thought they won. Yeah.
Nope.
Wow.
What happened was they had a 3-1 lead, but they took a penalty with 10 seconds left in the second period. So Cornell came out on a power play, and I didn't watch it, but apparently they took advantage of it and just got the momentum and.
Wow.
And they, yeah. Too
yeah,
bad.
I told Woody.
A good year, though.
I told Woody that they won because I thought that. Wow.
Yeah, hey. But they're not out of it though, are they, Rich?
It's over. Yep.
Oh, it done. Isn't the best out of three up there.
No, semifinals and finals.
Ha! Huh.
Greg talked about that game.
Yeah. So. Cornell plays St. Lawrence in the final today.
Oh, boy. Hey, Rich, how about this one? Dartmouth lacrosse men's are playing today at Dartmouth. The women's game with Yale is postponed till tomorrow, but they are playing at Dartmouth, the men's game, because we got the Yale women right out here in the lobby.
How the hell are they going to see the ball on the field?
That's what we were saying.
Orange.
Yeah, they'll have to paint it orange or something. But, I mean, as much as it snowed here, they're not going to be able to keep the field clear. No way.
You look for the
Is it still snowing?
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's still snowing.
Oh, it's bringing it.
Yeah, here.
What time's the game?
Noon.
They got a can. I mean, I'm not a lacrosse guy, but I can't imagine any sport you'd play in this besides skiing.
Well, Greg's going. Greg's the announcer. He told us on the way out, he goes, yep, I'm on my way. They're still playing the game, so maybe they're changing their mind now. But when we came in here, he was on his way to Dartmouth. So, geez.
Wow.
Crazy, isn't it?
Glad I don't play lacrosse.
Me too. I'm worried about someone getting hurt, you know? But.
So, Bob, were you in the group who wanted to open up your golf course last week like all these other fools?
Oh, God, not me, brother. No.
It's oh. Like everybody's like, we're golfing, this is open. I'm like, yeah. Just relax.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, I'm with you.
You know what's coming.
Yeah, exactly. No, I
we get cars off the road up here.
Oh, I bet you. I bet you do. Yeah, it was nasty me coming up here, but Woody and I said the show must go on.
Yeah. Oh.
But
how fast are you going?
How fast are we going?
35.
We're going 35. We're going downhill.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a good thing.
I could take a video right now. There's a guy right here off the road.
Oh my goodness.
I'll be pulling him up. No injuries.
Wow.
No injuries and no snow tires. What a combo.
What a combo.
Have you seen any of the March
tires out last week?
Have you seen any of the March Madness sparks?
I have not. No.
Okay. I mean, the officiating, they're just letting them go. I mean, it's a battle.
There's some banging, boy, for sure.
Really? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Who's going to win it? I don't even know who's good.
UConn. Well, I
you
think.
You got UConn?
Yeah.
Yeah. My final four is UConn, North Carolina, Tennessee, and
Houston.
No, I haven't got
Bob,
Houston.
Are you taking UConn?
I'm taking UConn, yeah.
Okay, so I know I'm not allowed to gamble, but if I did, I'd bet you a Bud Light on the field.
Okay. I'm up on that.
If I could, I would.
If you could, and that if I could, I would too. So we're on.
Okay.
We gotta go to a quick break.
All right.
All right.
I'll
give us
a call back.
Give
later.
Us a call back. Right. Yep.
Another car off the road.
Yeah. Okay. 603-843-8623. Give us a shout.
Bam.
Tough next year. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Hey, welcome back to the Sports Buzz. You got the Hall of Famer Bob Hinkson sitting in to hear you call.
Yeah, we need a caller.
It's still snowing.
Absolutely. You got to all be sitting inside, I would think. All right, we're going to hit these sponsors quick so we don't forget them. These are the folks that make the whole deal work here. Jake's Market, Kidder Automotive.
They can't fix it. Scrap it.
Upper Valley Stoves.
He's open today. Went by. You need some pellets.
Need some pellets. Wilson Tire.
Keeps rolling you through it.
Yep. Richards Electric. Marsh Brothers Deli, where Rich gets his lunch. HP Roofing.
They ain't goofing, they're roofing.
Martin's Mechanical. William Smith Auctioneers. JAS Auto Body. Bubba's Bar and Grill.
Bubba's.
Field and Sons out of Grantham. Paint and Place Signs. Barden Concrete. The Hilton Garden Inn, where we are right now. Lundy Lawn Care and East Plainfield Auto, and Allen's Vending. It's the Allen's Vending hotline that you'll call in on at 603-843-8623. Thanks for all those sponsors. We appreciate them keeping us on the air. What's it now, 16 years?
Yeah.
So, been going strong. All right.
I had a person call in at the top of the hour. They wanted me to let you guys know there's at least one person who put their boat in Mascoma and is out there fishing.
Today. Right now.
My, really?
Right now.
That's fishing on Mascoma Lake in a boat. And Woody's here, so it can't be him. Holy mackerel.
I'm going to have to try to make my way down and see if he needs a hand.
That's right.
I don't think so, Bob.
No, I didn't think he would. Is it the Moose Lock Warbler? Would he be out there? Troy out there. Holy mackerel. A boat in. Be tough pulling it out today, Woody. I would think with the
Whoa,
old tire.
Boy, that upper ramp might
ramp be, a
little,
will be a little bit slick.
You've got 8-9 inches of snow on that.
Holy cow.
Bring so the come along.
Yeah, that's right. So we got a good afternoon of basketball for the snow people, right? We can just...
if we can settle in.
That's right. Game starting. There'll be some good battles. Yeah, we'll see what happens, you know.
So I got a text. The dead arm in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
He went through a pick and they jammed his shoulder, hurt his shoulder.
Gotcha. Okay.
And it turned into dead arm.
Okay. So it kind of pinched that nerve in there probably.
Yeah.
I'm gathering. Okay, that makes sense then. But when you said, you know, dead arm, I'm thinking, how many shots?
I've only heard of that in baseball.
In baseball, right, not in basketball. Okay, so that's...
It's more like a dislocation or at least a slight one.
Yeah, you know, or it just could be there's some nerves run in through that joint, you know, and they might have just... It's like a little stinger that you get in football. Sometimes you get jammed in there, and that's what he might have got, but, Well, that explains it anyway. But the Celtics, they've been rolling right along. They've won some games by a lot of points here of late too. You know, so
championship or nothing.
Well,
that's
what
it. They said.
That's it. Yeah, they gotta deliver in the playoffs. You're right.
From what we've seen in the last 2 years,
they
need to win it this year.
Yeah. And I don't want to see the Miami Heat again because they seem to have the Celtics number. My goodness.
You notice when and they play the Bucks or they play the Heat, Porzingis is out, you know, for the Bucks. And who's the guy there for Miami Heat that always hurts?
Oh, Butler.
Butler, he's out, you know, for these games, and then
position him for the playoffs.
Oh,
yeah.
You know, and then they're just lining up. So I figure that the Celtics either have to win it, no excuses.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think
Tatum and Brown have got to show up.
Yeah, they do. I mean, they're getting paid to be big time players, right?
Yeah.
They're getting paid to be the upper echelon of the NBA, and they have to come through.
I mean, you watch it when they play against the Joker. It's always right there, you know. And you got to believe they're going to be coming through again.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, Denver's.
The put up or shut up time.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
No question. So, jumping ahead again to the Red Sox. So, we got Bale is going to be our number one pitcher.
Opening day.
So, what's the rest of our rotation?
We don't know.
We don't, do we?
You got to throw a Whitlock in there, and you got to throw a Pivetta in there.
And we're starting this week, and we haven't really heard a rotation set up at all.
And then if you run a Hauk in there, what do you got left in the pen? We might have a good pen, but you got people that haven't proven themselves in there.
No, no. I'm very disappointed that they didn't do more to improve that pitching staff after the last couple of years. I just do not understand
that. I wanted
that.
Them to let Jensen go and get Hader.
Hmm.
And right that, in the tail end.
And that didn't happen.
I believe, and I said this before the season, that Jensen was going to have problems this year.
Yeah. And he hasn't thrown a lot this spring, has he?
No.
For a variety of reasons, I guess. I don't know.
So you're pretty sure he's going to go out for a while eventually.
So do they use Martin as the closer then?
You're going to have to come up with somebody, or it's going to be closer by committee again.
And that doesn't work normally.
And as you're seeing through some of these games, you got a number of shortstops and second basemen, and you haven't seen a steady lineup of outfielders. And is this just setting it up for another year? You don't know where you're playing or when you're hitting.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
No. Because when I've looked at some box scores from the spring training and the lineup, same thing. You're right. It's all over the place again.
Yeah.
Devers bats anywhere from second to fifth.
Yeah.
And Story, the same way. Story can be in any one of those positions. Cassis can be cleanup or he can be batting first. You know, it's a crazy lineup.
I don't think you want to go Cassis in the first hole because he's not as quick as you might need to be.
No.
Clogging.
No. Yeah, not at all. You got to figure, Duran is a good leadoff man.
Yeah.
Because he's got foot speed.
Yeah.
And he's got a little pop.
And he can watch it.
Oh, yeah.
And again, you know.
Yeah.
The guy that I was afraid that if he didn't come through, that he might be going down, and that's at Abreu. I think Abreu is one of them. He should be in right field.
Correct.
But he had to prove himself.
Yep.
And last four or five games, he's starting to come now.
So if he's in right, you go with Duran in center.
Yeah.
And this O'Neill probably in left, the guy they got from the Cardinals, would you think? And then you can use Yoshida out there some, but use him more as a DH, right? Isn't he a better hitter probably than he is a fielder?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just guessing.
But, you know, we shouldn't have to start. We shouldn't be talking like this before opening day.
No.
I mean, I understand spring training. You're giving people some charts to do this. But we're talking 5 days before opening. So we got to start getting some consecutive stuff going here.
One would think.
You don't want to, you know, wear out your pitcher's arms. But they got to be to a certain point. When you're starting, you got to be going six, maybe seven.
They got to be sharp, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, we got to go to a quick break.
603-843-8623. Give us a call. You got to be sitting on the couch today.
You would think. Or you're plowing with the radio on.
That's right.
Bam!
Here we come.
Hey, welcome back to the Sports Buzz. It's still snowing out there.
Yeah, and we got Rich working his way back. He's on 89.
He's going to be calling back, Tobin.
Yeah. So, thing we hadn't touched on quickly before Rich gets back to us or somebody, what's this Ohtani deal with his interpreter?
It just looks like his interpreter stole $4.5 million.
And that's a pretty serious.
And I don't get how you can steal $4.5 million out of his banking account or whatever he's got it in. I have no idea. Don't you need a signature? Don't you need special things, Bob?
Yeah, and
do you just roll up and go, yeah, here you go. Ohtani said I can get $4.5 million. There's a lot of gray line there.
Yeah, and my thoughts are this guy supposedly is his best friend, right?
Of course he is.
So why would he take the risk? He's going to be getting compensated pretty well for being around Ohtani with all the money he's making. Why is he taking that risk to try to get that money illegally when I would think Ohtani would lend it to him or whatnot, wouldn't you?
In his position, I would think.
I would think he would, you know, and he's been around this guy for a long time. And, you know, I guess he's placing bets, supposedly. So as you mentioned earlier, maybe he's in with some bad people.
Gotta be.
And he needed.
Who is it?
We're going 20 now.
Wow.
You hit the snow, didn't you?
They just hit Warner.
No kidding. Wow, you got it. Yeah. Still got it. Well, it's still snowing pretty good here too, Rich.
He'll be home in 3 hours.
I haven't seen a plow yet.
Oh.
Where have I?
Yeah. They must be resting. Oh, but.
So, Pat,
we passed a couple.
Talk to me a little bit about this Ohtani
Manchester
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah? Talk about what?
Talk a little bit about the Ohtani thing.
What's going on?
Well, his interpreter stole $4.5 million to pay back the bookies.
It was transferred out of his bank account, though it's unclear who initiated the transfers. But $4.5 million. And the Dodgers have fired his interpreter, who was his best friend, Ohtani's best friend.
That's what best friends are for.
Well, this guy was making.
So the guy could get into his bank account?
That's what I'm saying.
That's what we don't know. Yeah, how that happened. And they're not divulging who authorized the transfers, but supposedly he had some big gambling debts up close to $500,000, the interpreter.
I thought you said he took out $4.5 million.
He did.
He did. $4.5 million.
Oh, so $500,000 to the bookie and $4 million for me?
I don't. Yeah, it's pretty shaky, but MLB's investigating it. But
I guess if Ohtani doesn't know, you know, he doesn't speak or read English, I guess he would be the one determining the bank's interpretation.
Well,
do you need a new best friend?
They've been working together over 10 years, Rich. You know, he's been his interpreter, yeah.
And so you wasn't paying him enough.
I guess not, but I said to Woody, wouldn't you think if he was in a jam with some of the big boys about gambling debts that Ohtani would lend him the money? He didn't have to steal
it. is this Ohtani betting and his interpreter's got to do it?
Yeah.
Ohtani's not betting. What does he need to bet?
I don't know, but I think gambling is illegal in California. So if he got caught doing this, it might not
be good.
Yeah,
he wouldn't go in the Hall of Fame like Pete Rose.
Yeah.
I can't imagine he would, but I don't know. People do dumb things. We all do.
Yeah.
Maybe. I can't imagine having someone just randomly take out $4.5 million out of your bank account. You didn't notice it.
Right. Good luck.
I don't care what language you speak.
Right. No, I hear you.
See the zeros. Like, she knows what a zero is.
Right.
Like, when you see 9 zeros, you have to realize it. Or whatever it is.
Listen,
6 zeros and a number for it, the seventh number.
Yeah, there's some serious money going somewhere.
Yeah. But, I didn't hear about that.
Yep. Yeah. Well, thanks for the dead arm. Now that makes sense a little bit, Rich. It's probably like a stinger in football, you know, when you get jammed.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
Because you don't randomly get it. Like, it's not like, I mean, I don't know. Unless you shoot a lot. I mean, Pistol Pete never got it.
No. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Of course, we didn't have dead arm back then. We didn't have ACLs, or we didn't have, you know, hydration or all the crap we have now. Everybody, it's just, so who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe that's the new thing.
Yeah, load management, you know.
Load management. You can't play 82 basketball games in a year.
Yeah.
Need a break.
It is crazy. So, what's your prediction on the Sox for this year? Are they going to get out of the cellar, or where are they going to be?
No, they won't win 80 games.
They won't win 80?
Set the number at 80.
Okay.
Just like I did the Patriots. You guys all took the over.
I know, we did. We did.
I'm going over this year.
You're going over 80?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I'm going 85.
You think they're going to win half their game? Let me set it at 81. So if they actually they win 81, they're 500.
All right, I'm taking the over.
I'm going 90.
Are
you on drugs?
I ain't even going 90.
No, I'm not going 90. I'm going to go
80. They're not winning 90 games. They wouldn't win 90 if you counted the freaking Grapefruit League. My God. I mean, listen, I like their socks too, but...
Yeah.
You're going to open your eyes up. We just got worse.
We'll see at the end of the season.
How'd we improve? How about JD just signed with the Mets for $12 million?
I see that.
We couldn't afford him for $12
million? I know. I see that. Holy cow. Yeah. And even Blake Snell, Rich, the Giants signed him, but it wasn't over the top. You know, it was... $60 million, I think.
65. $70 million for 2 years.
For 2 years, but
with this Montgomery, did he end up signing?
He ain't signed.
He hasn't signed yet. I don't know what the deal is with him.
He must have Burroughs.
He does.
Oh, he does. Oh, yeah, he does. But Woody said his wife's coming to Boston, or she's already in Boston. So I don't understand. What,
that doesn't mean anything. Brady's wife was in Boston. He left.
Well, okay, yeah. Point taken. And I haven't watched it. Speaking of that, I haven't watched any of that show, but I guess that's like a Belichick bashing, huh? That dynasty?
I heard that. Yeah, I haven't watched a minute of it either. Like,
no.
It's just amazing. All the stuff the guy did for 20 years. And honestly, what's changed with them besides he left? Like, what has changed? They haven't added anything. They just took away Bill.
Right.
They took away Bill from a 5-win team. Like
Bill and Mac Jones. Yeah, they took away Bill and Mac Jones.
I know I sound like doom and gloom here, but, like, come on, give us some players. Like, this is like JV Central.
Oh, it's tough. I'm with you. And I've been waiting to see what they're going to pop with, too, here. We'll see in the draft, I guess, is what. In another few weeks, so.
So we're definitely taking a quarterback. We know that. Right?
We got to do that. Yeah, yeah.
And were you guys sad Mac Jones left us?
Oh, terrible sad. Yeah.
Awful.
It was. And we got
I
a sixth
still haven't
round pick.
Over it.
You haven't?
So.
God. I figured you were helping pay for his ticket out.
I'm going to have a party for Mac tonight.
And he's not invited.
Who got the two quarterbacks, Bob?
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh got two quarterbacks.
They got Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
And then they picked up, oh, boy. Yeah, come on.
No, they picked up Justin Fields.
Justin Fields.
Right. They got Wilson and Justin Fields.
I would have taken both of those guys.
I'm with you. I was kind of thinking I'd get Justin Fields and then draft that Harrison for a wide receiver.
Right.
Give us a guy that's a breakaway threat, you know?
Yeah.
But,
that would make too much sense.
Yeah, well, exactly. Exactly.
Especially money-wise, they're not spending any money. I mean, Russell Wilson's on, like, the veteran minimum.
Right. Yeah. Neither one of those guys is big money. You're 100% right.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah.
You know what? They didn't want to come to Boston. They didn't want to play here.
Yeah. Because it's different. No Belichick.
We keep making fun of the owners and stuff, but who the hell wants to come here?
Yeah.
You know, if you had a choice, like, what are you going to do? Like, I mean, not that Pittsburgh's, like, the best destination of all the places you could go as far as weather goes, but at least they have a football culture still.
Yeah, they do.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. Like, whatever. Let's just cheer on the Celts and the Bruins.
Yep. We got to go to a quick break.
Could be worse.
We got to go to a quick one.
All
right, be well. Travel safe.
See you later.
603-843-8623.
Time for one more call.
One more call.
Bam!
Bam.
Hey, welcome back to the Sports Buzz. We got 10 more minutes.
We got time for a call.
And it's still snowing.
Surprise, surprise, huh?
I think the Plowers are in line to have a long... Who is it?
It's John from Wilder.
Where you been, John? Shoveling?
I'm staying inside today, keeping my head out of the snowbank.
Smart man.
Yeah. So anyways, I wanted to comment about the Sox. I've been racking my brain here as to why they haven't gotten involved with anybody, either JD or Montgomery. And Montgomery's wife is going to school in Boston for 2 years, I believe it is.
That's what we understand, yeah.
Yeah, you would think that, you know, he'd take at least a 2-year deal, and you know, maybe that Giuliani got there that got injured. But I'm almost believing now that the Sox are keeping the high priced salaries off of the payroll because John Henry's interested in selling this team. And that's the only logical explanation for keeping the liability down on the payroll. It would make it more advantageous to somebody else to buy the team.
Well, John, wouldn't you think that a more successful team would be more desired by a purchaser than a team that's finished last 2 years in a row?
Well, you know, he thinks of it, I think, as a business only, and you know, they got their own TV network, they got their own ballpark. People fill that ballpark every year, and you know, he's got if he cuts down on the payroll, it makes it more advantageous for somebody else to take on everything. That's what I think. That's the only explanation I can come up with, Bob, because it doesn't make any sense. There's been an awful lot of players out there that would have helped. Even J.D. Martinez, bringing him back one more year would have worked.
Well, they don't have a true D.H. on the team, for one.
That's correct.
So if they go out, let's just say Boston went out and signed Ohtani for $700 million.
Yes.
And they're going to sell the team. Where does that payroll going? Who's going to pay that?
Well, the thing is, if they had assigned him for $700 million, that blows my theory right out of the water. They aren't going to sell the team after that.
Yeah, but even if they sell the team, Who pays that contract?
Well, Henry ain't going to pay it. Whoever buys the team. Yeah. Whoever buys the team.
That's what I'm saying. So if he was going to sell the team, why don't I go out and get Ohtani for a year and then sell it? You're not going to have to pay for it.
It certainly would increase the price, and maybe that I'm thinking he's trying to trim down all the liability to make it a cheap deal for somebody else to pick up.
No, you know what it is? He's a businessman. He's going to make a certain amount, packing the stadium, and he's happy with that. Until we don't go to the game, he's done.
And I think that's what you're going to see. That's the only way the fans can revolt here.
Yeah.
Now, one more thing about Ohtani. My understanding is he doesn't read English.
Right.
And the interpreter there may well have taken advantage of him to, you know, have him sign